the technique recommended.
According to Islam, absolute truth is revealed to each individual through a process of recall and remembrance of the state of excellence which had been attained before the fall.
Human development, as seen through physical science, is generally known as evolution. Knowledge of this previous state of excellence and the process of recall is the field of metaphysical science. We may also call it moral education, which involves the process of interaction between inner and outer practices and processes. Here's a brief, simplified outline of the process of moral education. The revelation of the absolute truth, in other words, the recall of the pre-existing state of excellence, starts with very simple devices to activate and develop the intellect and promote the power of independent, unbiased, rational reasoning. The source of all evil and distortion is fear. Fear of need, disease, fear of other human beings, death, and the unknown that follows. The process of recall therefore attacks fear in all its forms and shades. On the intellectual level, it provides a rational, consistent explanation of the universe and its relationships. While on the material level, it establishes a socialist, democratic system that helps the self to appreciate and fulfill one's relationship to the universe. Intellectual understanding is only one step in the right direction. There remains the concrete realization of that understanding and knowledge in terms of actual behavior. One starts with the theoretical knowledge that one need not fear anything except Allah. Then one must proceed to realize this theoretical knowledge by actually being unafraid of anything but Allah. Finally, he or she will come to realize that Allah is to be loved and trusted rather than feared. That is when one is said to be free from fear. Thus, we are not only concerned with teaching the mind, but also with teaching the self, in other words, the body, not to be afraid. Now, what is it that we fear, and why?
We fear pain. We fear the loss of pleasure. And above all, we fear death and the unknown that lies beyond. Let us then deal with these sources of fear in a rational, intelligent manner. Pain and loss of pleasure are caused by the absence of things upon which we depend and enjoy.
If we reduce our dependencies, we consequently reduce our sources of pain and the causes of the loss of pleasure. To that extent, we become free from that type of fear. Yet no matter how we reduce our dependencies, we shall remain dependent upon a few basic essentials. With respect to these, freedom from fear comes partially from a proper and effective organization of apparent causes and effects, but ultimately from the knowledge that the provider is Allah, the infinitely able and generous creator. To attain and perfect that knowledge, we need to heighten our awareness and clarify our vision through intelligent and purposeful worship practices.
We must also learn to break the grip of habit on our thinking and behavior. We must think and rationalize whatever we do or refrain from doing to the most minute details. This would imply that we must not do in private what we are not prepared to do and defend in public.
The behavior of others is yet another source of fear. We are afraid that they may hurt us. But we are the other. Each of us is an other in the eyes of the next person.
So others will refrain from hurting us if and when we refrain from hurting them. But that is not achieved simply by wishing it. It can only be achieved after a long process of moral education and self-discipline. It requires sharpness of the intellect to appreciate all shades and degrees by which others can be hurt. Indeed, it requires the strengthening of one's willpower to abstain from hurting others. These are just a few examples of the Republican Brothers' thinking on the question.